Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. My co-host in residency, Meredith Haggerty, is here. Hi, Mayor.
Hi.
Have you melted into a puddle yet in this disgustingly hot Bragas?
Yes, I don't exist anymore.
Nor do I.
I'm just eyeballs in a little puddle.
So we're recording this on Thursday, August 9th. Yesterday was my birthday.
Yay.
Lucky 8-8. It was a very, very nice birthday. I worked in the morning. I actually had to do a radio interview in the morning, which was great fun because I had callers who actually got to call in and ask me questions live, which was so
cool.
Fun for me because, you know, I peddle an email and Twitter question.
Yeah. You already know the answers to the ones we're going to talk about.
I sure do.
Yeah.
But it was fun to like hear the people actually asking their questions and hear their voice and so on and so forth. It was great.
Did they sound messy?
No, they didn't. They sounded interesting and very funny, and it was a really fun show. But once I was done with that, I was pretty much like wrapped up for the day, and it was so hot, and so I was like, it's my birthday. I'm taking myself to the movies.
Yeah.
I went to see Mission Impossible, and I mostly went so that I could have an excuse to eat Cheetos popcorn.
I didn't even know that existed.
It exists.
I'm so excited.
It is real and it is fabulous, and we will for sure be talking about it on Chip Chat today.
Yeah.
But when I got home, because I walked to Union Square from my apartment on the Lower East Side, and then I walked back home, and I was wearing a bra that was clean when I put it on in the morning. It had been laundered. I have not worn it since the last time it was washed.
Freshly laundered, relatively.
I took it off and it was like black. I was wearing a white t-shirt. I don't know like how I'm so
what
so
color
grimy.
Was it when you started?
It was beige.
Okay, like, yeah. Feels right. Yeah.
It was so gross. So I hand washed it in the sink this morning and I was like, good for me. I'm going to go kick off the podcast up today by being like, I hand washed my bra this morning.
Had to happen.
So, yeah, it's really, really hot.
Truly tis the season. Yeah.
Before we get into today's episode, we're going to all be all about sports bras.
Which I definitely use a lot for all that exercise I love to do.
I'm in the spirit because I'm wearing a sports bra today, and it's actually a sports bra I hate.
Oh, it's a really cute color.
It's a really,
you can kind of see it.
It's a really cute color, but it's a really uncomfortable sports bra. Oh. And so I think like today I determined, I was like, I think this one has to go in the donate pile. Before we get into today's episode, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat.
Yeah, you do.
Today we are going to be talking about the Cheetos popcorn, and also we are going to be sampling ranch-flavored chips. Very important episode. Mm-hmm. Become an Ask a Clean Person the podcast patron. You guys, it's $2 a month. $2 a month for all the love that you get here on the show.
All those visceral chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, even if you don't want to listen to Chip Chat, like, tip your Jolie $2 a month.
I mean, that's true, but also who wouldn't want to listen to Chip Chat?
But also you should listen to Chip Chat because it's really great and weird.
Obviously,
and funny.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, the chip part is really fun, but the chat part is fun.
It's a lot of chat.
It's a lot of chat. Like,
Some good chats.
We go all over the place, what TV shows we're watching, movies, you know.
All the things.
Personal side. Cried last week. That was fun for everybody involved. To do that, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. I really appreciate it. Your support really does help me. $2 a month, you guys. $2!
Say anything. One crazy
off,
summer?
Better off dead.
Better off dead. I know it's a John Cusack movie.
That's not even a, like, Heather's was like a 30-year-old movie. This is like a 35-year-old movie
They
reference.
Used to play that on Comedy Central all the time.
That's a
though.
Great movie.
$2.
I want my
$2.
Yeah. I love that movie. Love, love, love. All right.
We're not really here to talk about excellent movies from the 80s, although I could. We could do that on Chip Chat.
We'll bring it back on Chip Chat.
Yeah, we for sure will. Before we get into the questions, I have a broadit to share that's specific to sports bras.
Woo.
And I am really excited about this broadit. It is from my friend Jen Miller, who is, you know, Jen.
Yeah.
Jen is a writer for the New York Times and many, many other places. She writes mostly...
Like Racked.
She does write for Racked. She's wonderful. She mostly writes about running. Mm-hmm. She's written many books about running. She is a literal running expert.
It's true.
And she's wonderful, wonderful. And she did her broadit, and she shared it with me, and she gave me permission to read the email that she sent me, and to use her name and say who she is and all that kind of stuff. And I loved this. So here is her broadit. She says she has 10 underwater aquatic bras.
Yeah. Those are called bathing suits. Yeah.
I think we should just rename them aquatic bras. Yeah. I really like it. It just rolls right
no
off
more
the tongue.
Bikini tops. It's all aquatic bras now.
I love it. Yeah. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, so she has 10 underwire bras, and she says in parens, 7 of them are the same bra in different colors. Mm-hmm. This is, you guys, going to be a theme of Jen's brought it. she has 2 strapless bras, same Victoria's Secret bra in 2 colors, she notes. 7 sports bras for running. She says they're all the same bra in different colors. And then 6 soft bras for around the house, mm-hmm. 2 that feature Captain America.
Nice.
Which she sent me photos of them, and I was like, those are great. So she continues in her notes. She says, no sex bras, because we've now coined a term also in this. We've coined many terms during this bra guest. So I'm very excited about it. But I love the idea of our sex bras. Mm-hmm. She says, no sex bras because I donated all of them. Woohoo, donate bras. When I sold my house and hit the road for a year because I wasn't wearing them anymore and wanted them to be used. Now that I'm not living out of my car and a storage unit, I know I need to rebuild that and also date again. Ugh. Girl, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Hey. That list seems boring because I buy the same thing, but I'm very much a uniform dresser, especially when it comes to running. I try to stock up on the same thing because I run so much and I don't want to think about what I'm putting on. This is causing a bit of stress right now because after running in essentially the same outfit for 10 years, I'm switching from running in short tights and tank to split shorts and just a sports bra in the summer because it is too fucking hot.
Correct.
Ahem. I'm auditioning new shorts and I'm going to start the arduous process of finding a new go-to sports bra because the company mine are... from Moving Comfort was sold and the new ones are not good for Jen. I am considered a running expert and this still fucks me up. So for other runners who hate doing this, know you are not alone. And I fit within the can buy in the mall size range. She actually emailed me back and she was like, I'm a 34C if you want to share that.
Cool.
She says, anyway, that's probably more than you want to know, but that's my broadit. I could read.
Julie has follow ups. Yeah,
I could read a novel on these. I'm kind of fascinating. I wanted to share it because I thought it was really helpful. To hear someone who is a literal expert in running, who mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's her activity, mm-hmm. it's her work, it's her hobby, it's her passion. She struggles with this, and she does have what is a fairly average sort of 34C is very average size.
Yeah.
And so I hope as we sort of talk through the care and keeping of sports bras today, and you guys might be feeling a little frustrated at the state of your sports bras or finding good ones, that you take comfort, but perhaps mm-hmm. some moving comfort in the fact that even Jen really struggles with this. I have to say I'm really disappointed to know that the Moving Comfort bras have changed because those historically have been ones that people have really, really loved, and I'm distressed to hear that they don't work so well anymore. Oh, well, times they are changing and not for the better. Here is our first question. I'm going to have Mayor read this question from Heather.
Awesome. Heather asks, Jolie, I run a lot. Currently, I'm training to run a marathon, which means I'm running up to 5 days a week. I'm wondering how to keep my sports bras lasting longer. I heard that the average life is 6 months, but I want to make them last longer. I have a bigger bust, which means my sports bras are high impact, so they have more layers to lock and load my boobs in place when running. Go Braugest! Lock and load my boobs in place is a very good turn of phrase, Heather. Good job.
It really is great. I hope that the bra bros have stuck around mm-hmm. To like get to this episode because I think it's so funny. And like, we as women know this, right? Yeah. We know how we talk about our bras and our boobs. But like, I feel like guys don't know that, like, this is how we're talking about
I
them. I'm locked and loaded.
Yeah.
Like, I'm strapped in. Yeah. I'm like, I am bound.
Guns a-blazing. Yeah. All war metaphors, really. Yeah. They are weapons.
They really are. All right. So let's.
What the bullet bra was all about. Madonna's. That's, yeah. Anyway.
I actually, my mind went to Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because they were. Yeah. Yeah, the fembots. Yeah.
They have feelings too.
All right. So we're going to just start off with our general sports bra care tips. Mm-hmm. So just like when we talk about our regular bras, mm-hmm. You do want to take into account what your particular bra stitch is. Mm-hmm. And I think I like the juxtaposition of Heather's question with Jen's bra tip because, you know, Jen can buy, you know, less expensive. She probably doesn't because mm-hmm. she like runs for a living
yeah.
and like, you know, is like religious about her sports bras.
Yes.
But if you have a 34C, you have a lot more options out there for your sports bras than someone with a much larger bust does,
mm-hmm.
Which means that you have easier access. Your bras probably aren't as expensive, and it might not be as imperative for you to keep them lasting quite as long as the ones that are more expensive because they're harder to find.
Yeah.
And so as I'm talking to you about the choices that you have in washing these, you know, bear in mind sort of the difficulty of replacing sports bras. Like for me, I'm like a medium in sports bras. I'm also an average. I'm a 34D. So I'm an average size. That doesn't mean they're still not expensive and I don't want them to last for a long time. But, like, I'm not buying the, like, you know, $200, like, specialty size sports bras mm-hmm. because I don't need to. Okay. So here is your general sports bra care tips. The first thing is just like with your regular bras, it is really important to rotate them between wears if you wear them more than once in between washing. It is okay to wear a sports bra more than once between washings. It just really depends on the kind of workout that you're doing in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, for me, on days that I'm lifting only, when I'm not getting as sweaty as I am when I'm doing my cardio, I usually will rewear that sports bra. But if I'm lifting on a Tuesday, I try to not wear that sports bra on Wednesday. I try to wait and wear it again on Thursday.
That's very ladylike.
because it is important to give the elastic some rest in between wearings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true of your regular bras, but it's especially true of your sports bra where the elastic is like, that's the whole thing.
That's the point.
That's
yeah.
the point.
Like, and it has a bigger job than even a regular bra.
Right.
Yeah.
Like your regular bra is like, the elastic is the point, but also like the lifting and the separating and the padding and the shaping and the da 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 da.
Yeah.
And like,
there's a lot at work.
And like the sexy little peak of strap that's hanging out. The sports bra, no, it's just elastic.
Yeah.
Like, just wrap yourself in an ace bandage
yep.
and call it a day. Elastic is where it's at. Now, so I mentioned my rotation. I just as like a little sort of sidebar tip for you guys. I have a little decorative hook, like one of those Anthropologie decorative hooks. You know how those are so irresistible?
Yes.
You buy them and then you don't do anything with them.
You
do
never
something
put them
with
up.
Them.
Yeah.
Put them up in an inconspicuous or unobtrusive spot in your bedroom or your bathroom or your laundry room or your mud room if you're wealthy and have a mud room.
Yeah.
And hang your sports bras there in between wearings. I have one that's just to the side of my dresser. It's a little bit tucked away, and I left a gap between the wall and the dresser, so I can hang my sports bras. They can air out. They can dry out. They're there, so I remember, like, oh, right, you can get another wearing out of that. I don't have to fold a sweaty sports bra and put it back in the drawer.
It's also a visual reminder to exercise.
Yeah, I don't need that because I'm a compulsive gym goer.
Can I tell you my sports bra tip,
yes.
my care tip? Never exercise. All of my sports bras are pristine and super old. And I could get...
And they're in great shape.
They're in amazing shape. I could get years more out of them at this rate. I might never need to buy another one, in fact.
Great tip,
Mare. Yeah. You're welcome. It's like, wear it on Tuesday, then maybe never wear it again.
And definitely don't exercise.
And don't exercise.
I'm going to maybe interview you for this New York Times style section series I'm doing in Tips and Insights.
Finally.
Excellent.
Finally getting my due as a sports bra expert. Don't do it. Don't. You don't need them. Oh, buy them. Spend too much money for special ones. Yeah. Then keep it in a drawer and forget about it.
Yeah. I think it's a great
And then
tip.
Visit it in the drawer and be like, you look great. Keep it up. You're never dirty.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Oh. And that's your exercise. It's just opening the drawer. That's it.
It's very good for the forearm.
Oh, it's so important. So important to exercise your forearm. The end.
All right. Here's another thought. Akin to my decorative bedroom hook, but slightly different and slightly more functional, actually. So this is a twofer, and I can't actually decide. Well, I guess I have to say the hook thing first. They have suction hooks.
Oh, yeah.
That you can get that you can, like, toss up at the back of your shower, which would be a great place to hang a sports bra that you're going to rewear, which brings me to this next thing that we've talked about before, but is especially, especially great to do with your sports bra. The shower rinse.
Yay.
Bring your sports bras into the shower with you. Rinse them off. That is going to get off all of that, the sweat that causes that kind of like, well, it's not kind of like, it is like a literal like salty ring. Like it's just a little touch of winter in the summertime on your sports bra is what it is. But yeah, just give it a shower rinse and then hang it up. You know, let it drip dry, air dry, and then you're good to go to wear it and you don't have to put it through unnecessary laundering. Mm. But at some point it is going to be time to launder this thing.
As long as you wear it, yeah.
If you wear it. Yeah. If it's in your drawer, it's doing its thing. It's doing great, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay. So unlike your regular bras, I'm not as much of a advocate of trying out hand washing when it comes to sports bras. Although, when it comes to those very expensive ones that you do really want to extend the lifespan of, hand washing is just going to be a lot gentler, and it is going to extend it. It's also very easy.
Basically, like, just ask your wallet before, if you decide when you're hand washing, like, hey, did I spend a lot of money on this? That's, yeah.
That's actually a very good, like, mental trick.
Yeah. Should I hand wash? Ask your wallet.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Your wallet's going to tell you yes.
I'll say that in my expert interview.
Okay, good. Times. Yeah. I like that. I really like that. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not as much of a stickler about not machine washing. I machine wash all of my sports bras. From time to time, I do hand wash them for a couple of reasons. Sometimes I just do, like, a load of all my gym stuff in the sink because I don't feel like going to the laundry yet. And I want, like, my favorite yoga pants to wear the next day. You guys know I'm at the gym every day. Because you guys, also to reiterate, not because I'm virtuous, because I'm mental. Okay. I'm a nut job and I have to go to the gym so that I can remain here behind this mic to continue to give you cleaning advice.
You love the gym.
That's some real talk. I do love the gym, but
you need the gym.
I need the gym. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's a non-negotiable thing for me. I really have to go. So as a result, I wear a lot of gym clothes. So sometimes I do hand wash. I will say with sports bras, I actually really like hand washing them because I think they actually get cleaner in terms of the staining from deodorant that happens. Mm-hmm. I find it's a lot easier to get it out by holding the sports bra under the water and rubbing the fabric against itself. And all that deodorant comes out in a way that actually machine washing doesn't do. And I have tips for that. Actually, we did a lot of that in episode 125 when Matt and Jaya were still here. We did the deodorant streak episode. I talked a lot about getting deodorant streaks out of clothing and all different ways to do that. And I talked specifically about my sports bras and using this technique of rubbing them together, rubbing the fabric together when they're underwater. But also when I do machine wash, even when they come out of the dryer with deodorant still on them, I can rub the fabric against itself and the deodorant just goes away.
It's like magic.
Yeah. Exactly. It really does work. okay, so if you are going to machine wash, this is going to be a surprise to literally nobody listening to this show. Cold water. Elastic hates heat. Mm-hmm. Do not use hot water. You ideally would like to use the delicate cycle so that you can reduce the amount of agitation that the bra is subjected to. If you have a top loader with a center agitator with the fins, I would think if you have the expensive sports bras, I would really probably go with the hand washing. Those fins really are quite abusive.
Yeah, violent.
just smacking things around.
The violent fins. It's a violent fems cover band. Yeah.
Oh, my my God, I love you so much, Merida. Thank you for that. So yeah, if you have one of those, I would actually just say, and you have the expensive sports bras, I would say hand washing is definitely going to be the best. But if you are just like, nope, Jolie, I'm going to machine wash, that's okay too. No, you know, no judgments on Ask a Clean Person podcast. Use the mesh bag, because that's really going to help. Otherwise, for sports bras, and if you have the ones that have the hooks on them, then go ahead and use the mesh bags. But if you wear the pullover styles, you actually don't really need the mesh bag for it. The one thing you do want to really be very, very mindful of, however, is washing the sports bras alongside other like fabrics. So no heavy fabrics, you know, no jeans, no sweatshirts, stuff like that. You also want to keep them away from anything that's particularly linty. So fleece, towels, this is true of your athleisure in general. Anything with stretch in it shouldn't be washed alongside anything that's very linty like fleece or towels.
To just collect it?
Yeah. And what happens is that the lint gets like into the weave.
Ew.
and it's actually very difficult to get out even with a really good depiller. Mm-hmm. So just don't do it. Also, you know, we are talking about fabrics that are prone to stretching, and so you want to not expose them to heavy fabrics that are going to sort of like bash them about in the machine, and potentially cause stretching. All right, and then when we get to our drying, ideally take them out and air dry them. So for the most part, with my newer sports bras, I take them out and hang dry them. Mm-hmm. I have some old favorite sports bras that are well past their prime, and I probably shouldn't still be wearing, but I am. They're still, I mean, for me, they're comfortable and they're doing their job, so, you know.
No one's seeing them. I mean, what's a should in this sentence?
Well, it's not even that so much as, like, there is a lifespan of a bra. I'm going to talk about that in a second. And these bras probably have well exceeded. They probably are stretched up, but they're comfortable and they're doing the job I need them to do. So I hang on to them.
Yeah.
With those ones, I'll throw them in the dryer on low heat. Because, you know, again,
it's
I'm
too
sort
late
of
for them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, you guys are kind of at the end of your life anyway. Mm-hmm. And I'll just give you a nice warm.
Like a little sauna for dying bras.
Exactly. Yeah. But with my good ones, I do hang them to dry. Air drying really is ideal. One other really important thing, no fabric softener, you guys. No fabric softener. No fabric softener on anything elastic. It doesn't like it. Also, if you have sports bras that are sweat wicking, the fabric softener is going to destroy that sweat wicking. So don't do it.
Yeah. They don't need to be soft.
Third week in a row, we're going to make the Teenage Suicide Don't Do It joke on this podcast.
That's what the progest is, Teenage Suicide Don't Do It month.
That's right. Just driving that joke right into the ground. all right. So that's your general sports bra care tips. I do want to talk about the lifespan of sports bra. Because Heather said, I heard it was 6 months. Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
That's not that far off. It's 6 to 12 months. Now,
double.
I'm going to say, I think that's still even pretty extreme. The thing is about the sports bras is that, one, it really depends on the intensity of your workout. So if you're doing really, really high impact workouts, your sports bra is going to deteriorate faster because it's being stressed more.
Julie's saying don't work out really hard. That's what you're saying.
Yes, I am.
Low impact workouts.
I'm saying don't work out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Stop stealing my message. That's what I'm saying.
So it really depends on the intensity of the workout. And even more so. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'm fudging on that 6 to 12 month thing. It depends on rotation.
Mm.
So, you know, ideally, you know, depending on how often you work out, the intensity of your workout, have a few sports bras and rotate through them so that you're not, you're not using one all the time. That will wear it out faster than if you rotate. So,
Julie, can I ask, did you do a sports bra audit? How many do you have as a gym rat?
Oh my God.
Not to put you on the spot.
No, you did.
But I just started wondering.
I thought I did, but I guess I didn't. I'll come back next week.
Stay tuned next week for Julie's sports bra audit.
Oh my gosh,
I want to know what's the number.
My brain is melting in this heat.
It's fair.
The thing is, I think I counted after I did my bra audit, and I think I mentioned it already. I think it was something like 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's something like 15. But, I mean, you know, again, some of them are quite old. So, I mean, you know, like the one I'm wearing today, I have two. I have this one that I'm wearing, and I have another one in another color in the same style. And they're uncomfortable, and I want to get rid of them. So, like, I think that number will be lower.
Yeah.
Sooner.
We're down to 13 already.
And then I'll go buy some more, no doubt. Because, I don't know, I like having a lot of sports bras.
I have two. It's kind of impressive that I even have two. Like, I could just have one. And it would be like, oh, look, she owns that.
Yeah.
What does she do with it?
Just no in one case. Knows. Mm.
You never know when you might have to run, but also you're able to prepare and change your bra.
I mean, I was thinking.
And have to flee, I think. Yeah. That's what I mean by run. I didn't mean, like, exercise.
I know.
Mean,
yeah. I knew what you meant.
Just clarifying for the people at home.
I was thinking, like, you're invited away for, like, a weekend with friends, and they're like, and we'll probably go for a hike. And then you're like, oh, right, I'll pack my sports bra.
I would have worn a regular bra.
I thought you were
also no one's ever invited me on a hike.
You were
gonna
say my friends know me better than to ever invite me on a hike.
All the same, yeah.
All right. On that note, this is a good time to take a quick break. Mayor and I will be right back with more about your sports bras. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode. We're constantly trying to improve your listening experience, and we want to ask all of my listeners of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, to take a quick survey. Please visit acast.com/survey. That's acast.com/survey to answer a few short questions. This will help me and our sponsor serve you guys better. Thanks so much. Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Meredith Haggerty. We're talking about sports bras.
Sure are.
Also, you guys, if you hear like
the loudest
talking in the background, yeah. There's a party going on in our podcast. And apparently they just forgot that this is a podcast network where we're recording things and are having like a rager outside the studio.
It sounds really fun.
I know. I'm sorry we're missing it. But this is fun.
Yeah, this is
fun.
And you have the vibe of a party underneath it.
Indeed. All right. So we've got another question from Mo.
Great.
I'm guessing she's a Maureen.
Mo writes, hi. So a while back, I was getting red splotches under my boobs and on my back. And then there's an asterisk, but nothing. It doesn't go anywhere. A dermatologist gave me.
Oh, I think because I think she like, I think there was photos or something like that. She said it was like in a crisscross pattern on her back from like the shape of a sports bra. I might have cut that out. I'm sorry.
Cool. Do you want me to read it from the beginning?
No.
Okay. A dermatologist gave me a topical cream that cleared it up, but then it came back. The culprit was my sports bras. I had to toss them all that money, but she used dollar signs, all that dollar signs. I'm going to repurchase new ones, but how can I prevent them from getting infected and turning into fungal vectors? From what I understand, fungus is persistent and probably still in my skin, waiting, quietly excited about the return of an elastic band. This really drew a picture.
Right? Yeah, you know, that is actually really true. That is the nature of fungus is very difficult to eliminate once it's hanging around.
This is a turn I didn't expect for this episode. I should have. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. I will. You know, yeah. Fungal infections and sports bras go hand in hand.
Another reason to not exercise. My not exercise campaign is just writing itself.
It really is amazing. It's a great platform. All right. So I wanted to use this to talk about what to do with this specific problem. Sorry, I just had like a stroke and like lost my words.
It was a fungal infection.
It was a fungal infection of the brain.
Yeah.
But also just generally how to tackle disinfecting launderables when you can't use hot water. Because one of the problems with the sports bras is like, yeah, of course, you could boil the thing, you know, yeah. Like that would kill the fungus.
Yeah. And the bra.
But it would also kill the sports bra because it would kill the elastic. Similarly, you could bleach it and that would kill fungal bacteria, but you can't use chlorine bleach on a sports bra. So that's out the window. So like, so now what, Jolie? Jolie's here. Jolie has out. Don't worry. Okay. So listen, white vinegar is good, but it's actually not what I'm going to recommend here.
Ooh.
But I want to talk specifically about why, because I think it is really important to keep in mind. So white vinegar, first of all, white vinegar is a disinfectant. White vinegar is almost as effective as chlorine bleach, if you can believe it or not. It seems too good to be true and almost impossible, but it is true and possible, which is wild to me.
Wow.
I still have like a disconnect about it, but yeah. I know it's true.
Because
like the CDC has told me it's true.
Those guys are serious about
this
stuff.
They don't mess around.
Yeah.
You know. Or they might mess around and we don't know. I don't know.
I just
saw Mission Impossible, so I'm all filled with conspiracy theories.
I mean, they're the guys from Outbreak, right? I don't know. Yeah.
I think so.
There was a lot of messing around in that movie.
Okay, so white vinegar is good to use for infrequent use. So if you need to disinfect a sports bra as sort of a one-off thing, you can put a quarter to a half cup of white vinegar into the rinse cycle of the wash, and that will do ya. That's also going to eliminate odors. It's going to do all that other great stuff that I always talk about white vinegar doing. The problem is that you don't want to be using it regularly when laundering your sports bra, and here's the reason. The acid will break down the elastic over time. So white vinegar is a great solution for like, say once every 3 or 4 months, you're like, my sports bras are a little funky. They've got a little stink to them. I'm worried that like, they're not as clean as they could be. Then you can go ahead and use the white vinegar in your weekly wash.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to be good. The other thing is that, you know, I told you can't use chlorine bleach for this. Oxygen bleach, as great as oxygen bleaches are, aren't really a disinfectant. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of out the window for this particular problem. But I have a miracle product, and it's actually kind of new. It probably came to market like 2 years ago. I don't think it was any more than 2 years ago. And here is what it is. It's called Lysol Laundry Sanitizer. It's a liquid. It doesn't smell like it, but it looks like chlorine bleach. Like it's a liquid like bleach is. It doesn't have that strong smell though. It can be used in cold water and it's very effective and it's color safe. So that is the thing that I think Mo needs to be using every time she's washing her sports bras. And I will say that I have gotten other questions about this very specific thing about sports bras causing rashes that end up being like fungal infections. I think the last time I did a question like this, it was actually like a yeast infection on this, like a topical yeast infection.
Wow.
So this is a thing that happens. It's not super, super common, but it's also not uncommon. And if you do need sort of an extra level of sanitizing your sports bra or any of your athleisure or any of your launderables of any kind that can't go into hot water and that can't be exposed to chlorine bleach, the Lysol laundry sanitizer is the thing that you want to go find.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I was thinking about while you were talking about the white vinegar?
Yes.
I was also thinking about how earlier you were talking about the salt ring and you're like halfway to a chip between the vinegar and the sea salt. If you just take away the sports bra and the fungus, you're like, you're going to see salt and vinegar chips.
I mean, maybe that could be one of the new novelty flavors that come out. Sports bra fungus.
Sports bra fungal cleaning. It's white vinegar, sea salt, fungus, and elastic. And that's it. That's your, yeah.
And then maybe in the winter there could be a shoe leather one.
Yeah.
Because white vinegar is what you use to take the road salt out of your leather shoes in the winter.
Well, I mean, when you started talking about the yeast, I was like, and now it's a bread.
And now it's bread. Now it's bready. To go back to my New York Times thing about the vintage smells, the most disgusting descriptor in the world of the smells was bready.
How can I love bread so much and hate bready so much?
I know. It's really, really horrifying. Anyway, on that note... That seems the right, like, the right note to end this podcast on.
We're leading us right into Chip Chat.
Yeah, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.